A sergeant I got to play chess with told me that the personnel sergeant would look up friends for you if you gave him a few dollars. I found him and gave him $10 to look up Judy Duncan. The guy, a tall red-faced Spec 4 with freckles and a shock of red hair, told me he would look her up and that I could leave my name and come by later. You a relative or just a friend? Just a friend, I said. But I'm shipping out for the States and... He had already turned back to his papers, so I left. Pee-wee stayed in his bed for a day and a half. He said he didn't want anything to happen to the wound. I'm getting out of here, he said, if I gotta put some scotch tape on this sucker. Waiting for word. Monica was far away now, and so was Johnson. They were already names in my past. I would think of them, worry about them, but for the moment I was just hoping for the freedom bird to take me back to the world. Word came. Me and Pee-wee had orders to be on the same plane back, but my orders were on a different set of papers than Pee-wee's. We read them together. I was on crutches, but the leg was feeling stronger. I felt a sharp pain every now and then. I thought it might have been shrapnel, but I wouldn't complain. Not now. Not until I was back in the world again. We were lined up waiting to get on the plane. The line wasn't that rigid. Half the guys were on crutches or in some kind of bandages. We all talked nervously, not looking at the stack of silver caskets that were being loaded on. They would be going back to the world with us. Me and Pee-wee kitted a guy from the 159th Transportation Battalion who had lost part of his left hand about how he should have taken one of his boats home when he had the chance. Perry? The red-haired clerk had a clipboard. It was the guy had asked about Judy Duncan. The name tag read, Witt. I tensed as he came near me. The stream flashed in my mind. The sound of the crickets in the darkness. Yeah? Your friend didn't make it, he said. Didn't make it? I looked at him. I'm talking about a woman. Her name is Duncan. Yeah, Judy Duncan, he said. She got transferred to a field hospital and it got hit. Sorry. In the distance, there were helicopters headed toward the mountains, headed toward the hell of an LZ. I turned away. A plane landed. GIs came tumbling through the doors and out into the hot Vietnamese sun. They lined up and started marching toward us from the other side of the field. A major near us jumped into a jeep and went across the field to meet them. They stopped while the major talked to the officer leading them. The major returned and sat in his jeep.